Several months ago, I reported on the firing of a trio of high-ranking prison officials in connection with a series of sexual assaults in a southwestern Pennsylvania prison. Few news agencies took up the story, especially national ones. This was astounding, given the nature of the charges. Prison guards, both raping men and forcing others to sexually assault others on their very whim. Prison administrators turning a collective blind eye. Is this not news? Since that initial report, one prison guard, Harry Nicoletti, has been arrested and faces over 90 charges stemming from these events. According to the local DA, 11 other guards will be arrested on similar charges soon. When news first broke of the scandal, it forced some observers to recall ex-President George W. Bush, who, after the rise of the Abu Ghraib prison scandal in Iraq, pointed to Saddam Hussein's usage of the prison and particularly made note of his rape rooms. Well, once again, Americans have gone one better, from rape rooms to rape blocks. In the prison known as State Correctional Institution at Pittsburgh, those convicted of sex crimes were targeted for beatings, rapes, or both, sometimes by prisoners, sometimes by guards, sometimes by both. Boy, talk about corrections. Some men filed institutional grievances or prison complaints, which were invariably dismissed or simply ignored. Others tried to file actions in court, where most fell into black holes. It is worthy to note that this year marks the 40th anniversary of the notorious and vicious slaughter at Attica, a maximum security prison in upstate New York. Attica was supposed to be the bellwether of change to American corrections, but if anything, it shows the limits of liberal reforms, which can be washed away in another season. Limits were promised by liberal politicians. Years later, neoliberals would push for more repressive laws that shuttered courtrooms and made civil suits an obstacle course. They joined with conservatives to build the prison industrial complex into the monster that it is today. In many ways, they made the scandals which we see today and the rape blocks possible. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.